This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and this week I'm joined by my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions. Now, as usual, listeners, if at any time during the show you would like to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445. You can also check us out online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, while you're at the website, make sure to check out the radio and TV show pages. We've got some of our past shows out there, and also the ability to subscribe to the app, or excuse me, to the radio show program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, and Amazon Music. Now, here's the ideal scenario. You're all set to retire, financial strategy is solid, and you know you'll have the necessary monthly income to maintain your ideal lifestyle. And you also know where you're going to live and how often you're going to be traveling. Now, your strategy is so airtight that you even know how you're going to fill up all that new open time on your daily calendar. You're sitting pretty, and nothing could possibly be waiting down the road to trip you up, right? Well, think again. As writer and humorist Leo Rostin once said, some things are so unexpected that no one is prepared for them. Now, that's a funny quote, but there's also plenty of truth to it, because as we all know, often all we can do is expect the unexpected. What happens if the oven gives out a week before you're hosting a 25 family member Thanksgiving dinner? Whether you dip into your emergency fund or take out a credit card to pay for that, you're going to need a new oven. So during today's show, we're going to discuss many common retirement expenses that people don't often adequately prepare for, and in some cases don't plan for at all. Later in the show, we'll also examine the ways in which a wealth strategy built in partnership with a financial services professional may position you to deal with future financial surprises. But before we get too deep into the conversation today, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us this morning. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, enjoying the summer weather. Basically, we're into summer with the weather we've been having, and been getting outside a lot. So that's good. Had to dig out the short pants. You know what I mean?
You got to do it. Short pants and flip-flops, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on your show. I've been doing great. Sue, how have you been? It's great to have you back on the show. You've been gone for a couple of weeks for the show, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been busy helping out with the grandkids quite a bit. But yes, I am doing great, Tony, and summer is here, I think. We've been really enjoying the sunshine, and it's just fantastic. It just makes you feel much better when the sun is shining and the weather is warm.
Absolutely. Doesn't it? Yeah, our winters here, it's just dark too long. I love the longer days. I mean, yesterday we were out doing yard work, and I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. It's just right. Like, it stays light. Longer.
I love it.
I wish it did that year round. I wish we had this much sun, but it's great to get out there. You're right, Sue. Hey, a really good topic today, too. I think that this is going to be really good for our listeners out there. You know, no matter how well they think they've built their financial strategies, there might be some holes, right, Sue?
Oh, that's exactly right, Tony. In fact, there was an ARP article entitled 10 Biggest Expenses in Retirement, and it really provides some helpful information about what your retirement expenses are likely to look like. As the article notes, our lifestyles can get more and more expensive while you're retired, and it can really be dangerous because of the amount of spending many people do while still on the job often doesn't change much once they're retired. Now, that means working with a financial services professional to craft a thorough retirement budget might be your smartest first step. Now, often healthcare spending is the most significant underestimated retirement expense that you will be faced with during retirement. Now, if your health is good right now, your healthcare spending during the early years of your retirement will likely be manageable. But as you move into your late 70s and beyond, your healthcare expenses are likely to rise. Now, there are many times total healthcare expenses during retirement are less for husbands because they typically die first. And before that, they often depend on their spouse for many caregiving activities. Now, of course, that also means the surviving spouse often must cover their own caregiving expenses, which often vary considerably in different regions of the country.
Well, sure. And those costs are quite high. We've talked about that. I mean, if you need long-term care or in-home care at some point, you know, it's going to be between, you know, $5,000 and $12,000 a month, even if you need full long-term care. But, and we hear about that all the time. The financial news sites make that clear. Healthcare expenses are most likely going to keep rising, right?
That's right, Tony. I think that's really accurate. Now, right now, healthcare expenses have faster inflation rates than any other spending category. And the article also cites experts who believe healthcare costs could jump about 5% a year for the next 30 years. Now, with that knowledge about anticipated future healthcare expenses, it may be even more important to be prudent about your discretionary spending, like dining out and traveling while in your 60s and 70s, so that you have enough money to potentially see yourself through your 80s and 90s.
Well, right. And as you've explained before, we were talking about just earlier, if any of our listeners aren't already working with a financial professional, doing so now could aid them in creating a complete financial strategy that's going to adequately address these retirement expenses we're talking about. Right, Sue?
Yeah, that's right, Tony. And maintaining your home is another significant but often unappreciated expense during retirement. Now, essential home projects don't stop just because you're retired. If you want to stay in your home for many years after you retire, there's a decent chance that you'll see your home maintenance expenses rise. And that's because you're likely to hire people or service companies to handle many of the tasks that you did around the house when you were younger. Now, this includes things like mowing the lawn, digging leaves out of the gutters, washing windows, unclogging drains, and a lot more. Now, during retirement, some of our clients have even signed up for a home cleaner for the first time because things like mopping the floors, changing sheets, and other regular tasks have just gotten to be way too much. And while those services are both convenient and necessary, they also require you to budget appropriately. Now, as you inch closer to retirement, if staying put in your current home for at least the next several years are important, you'll likely want to include some home maintenance expenses in your retirement budget.
Oh, that's true. Home maintenance is something I wouldn't think about, but there are a lot of expenses out there waiting for us, and that could be a big one. I've got to believe one of the top expenses for people, at least in their early years of retirement, is travel, right? That's got to be one of the most underestimated because people end up spending a lot on that, right? Like taking the kids to Disney World or something.
Oh, absolutely, Tony, it is. During retirement, travel expenses can vary significantly depending on where you go, when you go, and also how you go. If you're bringing along kids and grandkids, or you're staying at a higher-end resort, you're clearly going to spend much more than you would if you were staying at a Holiday Inn Express off the interstate. It may also be beneficial to travel more often earlier in retirement because as you get older, you may not want to hit the road as much and because you may need more money to address your health care needs.
Right. And you both probably were both wondering how I could be so upbeat for the show today. I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
That explains it.
A joke for those that have heard that ad. you mentioning Holiday Inn Express, I couldn't resist. Well, before we go on, let's take a quick break here. And before the break, let's let the listeners know how they can get a hold of you. You have a great staff there. to help them get a plan in place and make sure that they have a plan that and budget for all the expenses they're going to incur in retirement.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, we'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. During our show today, Sue and Cole, you guys have been talking about some of the commonly underestimated retirement expenses out there. You talked about healthcare, home maintenance, travel, three of the biggies. What's next on the agenda, Sue?
Well, Tony, that ARP article that we had talked about in the first segment next looks into transportation. Now, though retirement often means many people no longer have to worry about commuting, most people will still be in need of a reliable vehicle to get to appointments, the grocery store, and to a grandkids band concert, for instance. Now, in the early days of retirement, that may mean simply keeping the car that you had during the last couple of years of your career. Or it might mean trading it in for something more reliable or affordable. Yet, either way, you have to include gas, insurance, oil changes, tires, and of course, those dreaded unexpected expenses. Now, as with your home, car maintenance doesn't go away just because you're no longer on the job. Now, as you get older, though, your transportation needs will probably change quite a bit. You may find yourself more reliant on family and friends for rides. And you may even begin using services like Uber and Lyft to get to a dental appointment if those services are available in your community. And while we rely on both Uber and Lyft quite a bit, especially to get to and from the airport, the truth is those rides can add up pretty quickly. And obviously, you'll need to get around as needed during retirement, but you must be sure to thoroughly consider how your transportation needs are likely to adapt and become more costly as you get older.
That's one I didn't think about. I should have, because I recently had to put new brakes on my car. And it was a lot of money. It was over $1,000 to replace all the brakes and everything. And that price has gone up considerably. New tires are crazy expensive. So that's a really good point, Sue.
Absolutely. You have to be prepared for those types of things. Now, another retirement phase that many people fail to properly prepare for is utilities. Thankfully, as the article explains, a lot of retirees see lower monthly utility bills. And that's because in retirement, you probably no longer have kids leaving lights on all night and making frozen pizzas three times a day and all of that stuff. But many retirees also secure a smaller home not long after they leave their career, which means less heating and air conditioning costs. Yet, even with a smaller home, utility rates that companies charge their customers will likely increase frequently, perhaps even every year. And if you still have a mortgage and want to stay in your home for as long as possible, you may want to look into things like adding solar panels. Some utility companies offer rebates to have panels installed, and those same companies will sometimes purchase the excess electricity that your panels create.
That's very cool. And one of the things that really stands out to me amongst the things you're talking about is that it's essential to work with somebody like yourselves, financial professionals, to build a retirement budget that's going to factor in these things like transportation, utilities, maintenance. And also you want something that will provide you with enough cash to travel and enjoy meals out with people.
That's right. And working to maintain your health as you get older is another way you could protect your nest egg for a few more years. Now, while there is an expense for things like gym memberships, yoga classes, exercise equipment, or a good pair of walking shoes, working diligently on your physical fitness may help lower some of your medical expenses.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with investing in yourself sometimes, and that means your health as well.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. That's exactly right. Now, the article also quotes a financial expert who urges retirees to dedicate as much as 10% of their total monthly spending to their personal health and wellness, whether with a gym membership, for a morning treadmill workout, or on fresh food at the local farmers market. Now, this section of the article concludes by explaining that it's easy to spend $500 a month on your health and wellness, but if that keeps you healthier longer, it's a terrific return on investment.
I would imagine it would be. I mean, that sounds great. A gym or YMCA membership is a great way to prevent social isolation as well. At the gym, you might find yourself making new friends with others who are in your yoga class or swimming class. I think that's a fantastic idea.
That's right, Tony, and this will likely come as no surprise. As I well know, retirement often includes spending on kids or grandkids, and that spending isn't just on big things like a trip to Paris or a hefty contribution to a grandkid's 529 college savings plan. Spending on kids and grandkids often includes things like meals at the local pizza joint or tickets to ball games. Now, over time, those expenses just don't seem big in the moment, it can really add up into a pile of money. And it's normal for grandparents to be excited when their first grandchild comes along and to be there to spend money on gifts or essential things like diapers and clothes. But once grandkids 3 and 4 arrive, if you keep up those spending habits, it's going to lead to a lot of money out of your nest egg. So remember, you can be generous to your family without going overboard in a way that jeopardizes your financial strategy.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. And I think kids are just as excited to have burgers and dogs on the grill at Grandma and Grandpa's house as they are to, you know, go out or go somewhere that's costly, because it's your time and attention that are the best gifts you can give them, right?
Oh, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, that's completely true. Now, taxes are often another element that some people neglect to prepare for before they retire. Many people think that once they retire and no longer are on the job, their taxes will automatically go down. But it's not always that simple. Some investments you made earlier in life may now begin paying off and push you into a higher tax bracket than you were in when you were working. Be sure to work with a financial services professional and collaborate with a tax professional to devise a strategy for retirement taxes that thoroughly considers numerous potential tax scenarios. And of course, that's why we have an accountant right in our office to be able to collaborate with our clients to help them to understand some of these topics in relation to their financial plan.
Sure. And I think, again, that's really, really important. Now, let's take another quick break before we move on and let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, Cole.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. We'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. Great show so far today. You've been talking about some common retirement expenses that people fail to properly prepare for or might not realize, and you've covered a lot so far. What do you have for us next, Sue?
Well, let's continue looking at retirement budgeting and spending by next considering the possible value of a wealth plan. Now, remember, a wealth plan is much more than a strategy for you to build as much cash as possible. Rather, it provides a complete and personalized picture of your current and future finances using several planning concepts that consider risk and the potential length of your retirement. Now, there was another Kiplinger article entitled Saving for Retirement Isn't Enough, You Need a Wealth Plan, and it notes that a wealth plan has five core components. Now, the first of which is taking inventory. A wealth plan begins with considering all your current assets, income sources, and expenses, while also addressing inflation. Now, an inventory of your assets may be a wise step because it also positions you to view your current assets and path to retirement. And it also can determine if you're saving enough money or if you have any potential income or wealth gaps.
Okay, so obviously this is a really important topic. We don't want to miss anything here, and that's very helpful, Sue. Creating a wealth plan is another good reason to work with you folks, Sue and Cole, because you can help people walk through building that plan in a way that's going to answer their questions and address their concerns. Correct, Cole?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. That I couldn't have said it better myself. Now, setting your goals is another solid step. As the article notes, some people determine if they're conservative, moderate, or an aggressive investor by using cookie-cutter strategies that may not actually work. But wealth plans typically work in reverse by defining your goals before you begin building your investment strategy. Working with a financial services professional, you can create a list of achievable goals by determining your estimated retirement income and comparing it to likely expenses like healthcare, taxes, of course, vacations, hobbies, and, of course, the legacy that you want to leave behind for the people you love. Your eventual income needs should be estimated through at least your 95th birthday, which will reduce the possibility of outliving your money. Now, if you don't grasp what you need to do to reach your goals, it becomes much more difficult to decide the tools and methods that you want to implement to produce your desired income.
Okay, and all the way to 95. That's interesting. I mean, I guess people are living longer and longer, and a lot of retirees out there are going to reach that birthday. But, you know, some won't, but it's better to prepare for that possibility rather than just assuming it isn't going to happen, right?
Right.
I think it could be overwhelming to reach, say, age 90 and realize you're out of money.
Oh, that
would not be good.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the article next recommends working closely with your financial services professional to create growth strategies. Now, after you've determined your future needs and possible risks, a wealth plan may help you choose possible strategies to achieve your personal goals. Now, while a wealth plan growth strategies may include a diverse investment portfolio that consists of things like fixed income sources, stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds, they generally go even further than that. Now, a thorough wealth plan will operate with a wide perspective to meet your needs and protect your assets. So, for example, if your spouse died unexpectedly, would the life insurance be enough to address all your needs? Now, would your preferred retirement still be attainable with just a single monthly Social Security check? And the article further explains that a wealth plan may recommend using an annuity to provide yourself with a consistent stream of reliable lifetime income and a long-term care policy that may protect your assets against future healthcare costs. Now, furthermore, a wealth plan may utilize a Roth IRA and health savings account. And in addition to your 401k to adequately save for retirement and potentially reduce your tax liability. And the wealth plan you and your financial services professional create together shouldn't look like everyone else's plan. It should be tailored specifically to you.
Right. And that's the key. Everybody's situation is different. And I like the idea of working with professionals like yourselves to dig into those details to build a retirement strategy that's going to work for me and my goals.
Oh, absolutely. That always makes the most sense for really everyone. And lastly, your wealth plan should supply you with withdrawal strategies. After you've stopped working and you're enjoying retirement, you've moved from your accumulation phase to your distribution phase. A wealth plan works to build a strategy that positions you to make withdrawals in the most tax-efficient way possible. Now, if your current retirement strategy is nothing more than saving as much money as possible without any thought of how your retirement will play out, you're likely making a mistake. Your retirement is your reward for decades of hard work and financial discipline, so make sure that you're building a lasting plan. We always tell our clients that when it comes to your retirement, hope is just simply not enough. You need a real plan that addresses your unique goals and your needs.
You mean I can't base my entire plan on hope?
Nope, you shouldn't just sit around and hope for the best, Tony.
You've got to hope for the best, but plan for the worst, right?
That's right.
Have a plan in place to deal with these things, yeah.
All the time.
Right. So I know we're going to come across unexpected expenses in retirement, but most of us only go through the retirement process once, our listeners out there. But Sue and Cole, you guys go through this process each and every day with your clients and people you're meeting with. And that's why you know what's going on and what questions to ask, what pitfalls to look out for, and what expenses that you're going to need to calculate in and what to use for income. And so I really think it's important that our listeners pick up the phone and give you guys a call. Cole, before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, the different ways they can get a hold of you and set up that consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com. And, of course, you can schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation on the website right now.
All right. Well, great show today, Sue and Cole. Sue, great to have you back on the show. You were missed.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, oh, well, thank you so much.
Missed you the last couple of episodes, and so this was a really good one. A great topic. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.